This is a BloomerBoomer.com podcast with our health and fitness expert, Cody Sipe, PhD. Cody is a recognized leader and expert on functional exercise for mature adults. He's a professor, researcher, award-winning fitness professional, and owner of Miracles Fitness, a personal training facility specializing in clients over 50. Cody's co-host, Andy Asher.
Well, hi, everyone. I guess it's fair to say that this podcast with our fitness editor, Cody Sipe, is about a question of balance, you might say. You see, Cody works, among other things, at the University of Arkansas Medical School investigating the relationship between body composition and functional ability in older patients with congestive heart failure. But, of course, a lot of the things he's done have crossed over into areas that pertain to all of us. And of course, as I say, one of those is balance. So in today's podcast, Cody's really going to provide us with some information that I think is going to be useful. I already listened to him. Obviously, I talked to him and I learned a lot. Hey, Cody, thanks for joining us. It's great to have you on again today. Well, Cody, all of us at one time or another have felt that our balance is just a little off. And, it's a big deal, isn't it?
And if it's not a big concern, it really should be, simply because the data on falls is so compelling. It really is. Once you get above the age of 65, fall risk goes up quite a bit. And it is related to a number of different factors with aging and also with inactivity as we get older. So the less active you've been your life, the more your risk increases. So things like lower body leg strength is a big predictor of fall risk. The number of medications you're on, if you're on four or more medications of any kind, your fall risk goes up quite a bit. And then the older you get, fall risk goes up as well. So people that are over the age of 70, fall risk goes up quite a bit. And then over the age of 75, it really takes off exponentially. So, we really try to work on a balance in all of the programs that we develop for individuals, even if they currently have pretty good balance. We don't think fall risk is a concern for them. We know that later on it will be, and so we try to address it as early as possible. So we definitely highly recommend that everyone build in some balance components into their exercise routine on a regular basis.
And I imagine people see that the balance isn't quite what it was when they get dressed in the morning and things like that. They seem maybe a little less solid in their foundation. So it's not something that should really surprise somebody, I don't think.
No, and unfortunately, though, a lot of people just say, oh, well, I'm getting older. I should expect it, kind of like it's inevitable. And that is not the case. Yes, it accompanies getting older, but you shouldn't give in to it and just say, oh, well, I can't do anything about it, because balance is kind of a complicated animal, so to speak. But when you do balance training, it works. Your balance improves. And so when you start to notice those things like, I can't just stand anymore and put on, a pair of pants. I've got to sit down because, when I pick up one leg, I fall over. Well, that's a good indication that you should work on your balance, So, a lot of signs that are around us that we might be getting unsteady and it's time to address it.
Well, great. And that's why we're talking to you today to find out a little bit about that. And I know in previous podcasts, we've talked about cardio training and strength training. And I imagine that's even a part of it too. But maybe you can talk a little bit about what we can do to keep our balance as good as it can possibly be.
There are a number of things that you can do that are pretty simple to improve your balance, and I'll discuss some of those. But balance, kind of from a professional perspective, is pretty complicated because it is composed of so many different areas. It's not just one thing that you work on, or it's not just one thing that if your balance is worsening, we can point to and say, oh, it's that. So different individuals, their balance gets worse for different reasons. And so we have to take kind of a comprehensive approach to balance and balance training for individuals. Now, when we get people who come in as clients in our facility that we can work with one-on-one, then we can do balance assessment on them. And that's something that we do for everybody that comes in that's over the age of 65 is we do a comprehensive balance analysis, and that tells us then areas that they need to work on, and we can address those specifically. So for just the average person, you know, kind of listening to this podcast, well, you're not going to really have that capability. You can go somewhere, you can get, you know, full balance assessments done, you know, in a physical therapy clinic or somewhere, but it's really not necessary. What you can do is you can just work on a number of different components in your routine and kind of just take a comprehensive or a holistic approach to balance training on your own and feel pretty good about it.
So, Cody, let's get started. How do we begin improving our balance?
Yep. So there's some easy ways to start addressing your balance. So kind of the foundation of what you just even mentioned are just your cardiovascular exercise and your strength training program. And both of those are factors in someone's fall risk. So if you're not doing anything right now, then probably the first thing you need to do is start doing some cardiovascular exercise and start doing some basic strength training, especially for your lower body. So when it comes to balance, you know, your lower body and your core, the center of your body, is what's really important when it comes to strength. So start doing that. Second thing is we'll look at several different aspects of balance that you can easily address. The first thing that most people do is they start to work on things that we call static balance. And so static balance is balance when you're not moving. So on one leg stand, that's an example of static balance. And so a lot of people, I see this even in gyms, older clients will stand on one leg and, you know, try to stand there for a certain period of time. That is good to do. It is definitely good to do. However, if standing on one leg is not too challenging for you, then a way that you can kind of tweak that to make it a little bit more challenging is by lifting the one leg in different directions. So instead of just lifting it off the ground, lift it in front of you, lift it out to the side a little bit, put one arm out to the side, and it kind of like you're reaching for something beside you. And what this does is it just kind of shifts your center of gravity in different areas and makes that one leg on the ground have to respond to that. So that's one way to address the static balance.
And that's a challenge sometimes. It's not as easy as it might sound.
No, and if that is challenging for you, that's where you need to begin. You need to really start with the static. But as soon as possible, you need to start working on dynamic balance. And so dynamic balance is balance when you're moving. And this is much more, I'm going to say, functional, and that is, you know, you have to move in daily life. And, you know, climbing stairs, like you said, climbing a ladder, walking, you've got to be moving around. And so having good balance while you move around is really important. So now you can start to work on things like, okay, I'm going to take a big step forward and I'm going to push back to the standing position. So you're having to control kind of your body position as you do that. I'm going to step out to the side, push myself and back to the starting position. So now we're starting to work on the dynamic balance components. Included with that, in working on static or dynamic balance, are gait activities. So gait are walking activities. And there are a lot of really fun walking challenges that you can do. Some of the ones that I really like to use with a diverse kind of clientele, one is walk the line. So if you have like a crack in your tile that you can walk on, it's like trying to walk a balance beam. You're going to put one foot in front of the other and walk the line. And so that narrows your base of support so that you probably are going to fall either to the right or to the left. Okay, so that's really challenging to do if you're walking the line forward. If you can do that, walk the line going backwards. And a lot of people really have difficulty when we do any activities backwards. And if you're one of those that, boy, walking backwards or doing anything in the backwards direction really scares you and you feel really, challenged by that, then that's an indicator you should work on that area. So walking the line forward and backwards, doing crossover steps. So now, again, imagine that line, but you're going to, every time you walk, you take a step, you're going to step over the line. So your right foot will go over to the left side of the line, and then your left foot will go to the right side of the line. So you're actually crossing your feet as you walk forward. And again, you can do that as you walk backwards. walking on your heels and walking on your toes. So get up on your toes, stay on your toes, don't let the balls of your feet, the heels of your feet hit the ground, and simply walk on your toes around the room. Now, pull your toes back so that you're on your heels, and don't let the balls of your feet hit the ground, and walk on your heels around the room. This is kind of an awkward, stiff-legged walk. But again, it's challenging different aspects of your dynamic balance and working on your gait or your walking ability. And what we want to accomplish with your gait in balance is that we want your gait to be very flexible and adaptable. So what that means is some people, if they're walking straight down a hall on a level surface, no problem, okay? But what about if the terrain is uneven, like you're outside on grass, or you're having to step over obstacles like curbs or stairs or around things, or what if the footing isn't very solid? You know, so there's all these different challenges. We would like you, and you want yourself to be able to adapt to all those different situations with confidence. And so in order to do that, you've got to practice all those different situations. So that's what we're trying to accomplish with these different gait exercises.
So that sounds like we're talking about a couple of different approaches, the more stationary one, and then one where you're more mobile, where you work on your gait. Is that what we're trying to accomplish here to improve our balance, or is that how we go about doing it?
Uh-huh. Right, exactly. So we've got the static part where you're stationary, and then you've got the moving part, the dynamic balance where you're working on your gait. So those are two primary aspects that are good to start with. Now, another aspect of balance also that some people have difficulties with is when there's a low light situation or where it's dark or when your eyes are closed. And so when you think about your senses, they are very important in helping you with your balance, and vision is a very important sense. Unfortunately, a lot of us rely on our vision too much, so that when our vision is taken away, so let's say you get up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom, and it's dark in your room, there's only a nightlight, you know, you might have much more difficulty, even if there's no objects in your way, you know, that are obstructing your walking, simply because it's low light and so your vision is reduced. So that's a dangerous situation for a lot of people.
So I guess then you have to make your house more safe.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, for sure. So you want to make your house safe, and then another approach is to make yourself more capable of operating in those environments, you know, because it might not just be your house. You might go somewhere else, right? You might be in another place or be outside when you don't have adequate lighting. And so if you think about, you know, you're outside with the, you know, grandkids or someone and you're playing and now it's gotten dark and now you're walking on uneven terrain in the grass or a sidewalk, you know, you want to be able to handle those with confidence. And so the way to do that then, of course, is to reduce or remove your vision from the equation. So trying to do a one-legged stand is a challenge. Trying to do a one-legged stand with your eyes closed is even more of a challenge. And so any of these kind of activities that I've already talked about can be made even more difficult by doing them with your eyes closed. Now, of course, you have to be very careful about this, because if you, in standing, close your eyes, feel yourself swaying a lot, then obviously you don't want to try these moving activities with your eyes closed. You know, and you want to make sure that you do them in a place where you've got something to grab onto for support that's very stable if you need it, you know, like a rail or a table or a counter. And, you know, that if you do happen to kind of trip and lose your balance, that you can catch yourself easily. So that's one caveat to that, is you need to make sure you're safe. But it is really important to challenge your balance, to challenge your vision in order to improve your balance. Now, along those same lines with vision is a lot of people look at their feet. You know, they're always looking at their feet. And so if you try any of these balance activities, especially the gait activities, I can almost guarantee you're going to be looking at your feet while you do it. And so another way to improve your visual control is instead of looking at your feet while you do all these activities, find something straight ahead of in front of you across the room and focus on that. And stay focused on that while you do these activities. Get, you know, and that's removing your visual dependence. And what we will often do with clients to force them to get their vision up is we'll actually have them carry something very light like a laundry basket while they do these gait activities. And all the laundry basket is there for is not to provide a heavy weight. It is to keep them from looking at their feet. So if they try to look down, they're looking at a laundry basket and they can't see their feet. So again, that's another way that you can challenge yourself to get to take your vision out of it a little bit.
Well, that's really interesting. The whole vision equation, I hadn't ever thought of that. And it really makes a lot of sense that you can train yourself or improve by just the exercise.
Right, absolutely. And so one of the strategies that I use, because, you know, if you do your strength training, let's say, 2 or 3 days per week like you're supposed to, well, you want really to do your balance activities 2 to 3 days a week as well. And so the approach I took in the Never Grow Old exercise program that I created that we've talked about a little bit is I will have people do 3 exercises together. I'll have them do a strength exercise, and then a balance or gait exercise, and then another strength exercise. So you kind of put those 3 together, and what happens is you do your strength exercise, and, you know, it's kind of hard to do. It's challenging. You do your balance exercise, but while you do your balance exercise, your muscles are really resting, and then after your balance exercise, you can go back to a strength exercise. So I like to stack them that way, and what that enables you to do is you're using your rest period that you would normally just sit there and waste time to work on your balance. So it makes a really effective workout that's very time efficient as well. You know, you can get it done much quicker by kind of just sticking in your balance exercises in between your strength exercises.
Well, great. Well, that's once again some great information. And anything else that you wanted to mention that we want to leave our audience with today?
Well, I just want to make sure that, you know, when you think about working on your balance, you want to challenge your balance. And so that means you've got to do activities in which you feel unsteady. Now, of course, that means that there's the potential for falling while you're trying to improve your balance. So, like I said, always try to be safe, use your common sense, do your balance activities somewhere that's either completely wide open so that if you do happen to trip or stumble, you're not going to hit anything, or do it next to a wall or a counter where if you need to, you can just stick your hand out and catch yourself.
Great. Well, thanks so much, Cody. That was good information as always, and we'll look forward to talking to you next time.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks for listening to this BloomerBoomer.com podcast with health and fitness expert Cody Seip, PhD. Cody's also the creator of the groundbreaking Never Grow Old Fitness Program, a follow-along functional exercise program for 55 to 75-year-olds. You can get your own copy of his Never Grow Old Fitness Program by clicking on the link at bloomerboomer.com. Finally, we'd love it if you'd register to receive our bloomerboomer.com newsletter with more of Cody's articles and tips about exercise in your life. Thanks again.